नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। त्वं आत्मनात्मानं अवेहि अमो गभ्रक्
मो गभ्रक्
परस्य पुंसः परमात्मना कलाम
परस्य पुंसः परात्मना कलाम
अजम् प्रजातं जगतः शिवायतन महानुभावाद्युभयदयो अधिगण्यताम्
महानुभावभययुद्धयो गणतात्म
गण्यताम् त्वम् आत्मनात्मानम् अवेहि अमोघदृक् त्वम् आत्मनात्मानतायम् अवेहि अमोघदृक् परस्य पुंसः परमात्मनः कलाम् अजम् प्रजातम् जगतः शिवायतन्
शिवायतन्
महानुभावाभ्युदयो अधिगण्यताम् त्वाम्
योरसेल्फ
आत्मना बाय योर ओन सेल्फ आत्मानम्
द सुपर सोल
अवेहि
सर्च आउट
अमोघदृक्
one who has perfect vision
परस्य
of the transcendent
पुंसा the personality of Godhead परमात्मनः of the supreme lord
कलाम
plenary part
अजम
birthless
प्रजातम
have taken birth
जगतः
of the world
शिवाय
for the well being
that
महाअनुभाव
of the supreme personality of Godhead Shri Krishna
अभ्युदय
past times
अधिगण्यताम
describe most vividly
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the super personality of Godhead, the super soul personality of Godhead, because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please therefore describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Please repeat. Your goodness
has perfect vision.
You yourself can know the
super
soul personality of Godhead.
super soul personality of Godhead.
Because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless. You have appeared on this earth. For the well-being of all people. Please therefore. Describe the transcendental pastimes. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sri Krishna.
More vividly. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva is the empowered plenary portion incarnation of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. He descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen souls in the material world. The fallen and forgotten souls are detached from the transcendental living service of the Lord. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, and they are eternally servitors of the Lord. All the Vedic literature therefore are put into systematic order for the benefit of the fallen souls, and it is the duty of the fallen souls to take advantage of such literatures and be freed from the bondage of material existence. Although formerly Srila Narada Rishi is a spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva is not at all dependent on a spiritual master, because in his sense he is a spiritual master of everyone else. But because he is doing the work of an acharya, he has taught us by his own conduct that one must have a spiritual master, even though he be God himself. Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Rama and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all incarnations of Godhead accepted formal spiritual masters. Although by their transcendental nature, they were cognizant of all knowledge. In order to direct people in general to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he himself in the incarnation of Vyasadeva is delineating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tvam Atmanatmanam Avehi Amogadruk Parasya Pumsah Paramatmanah Kalam Ajam Prajatam Jagatah Shivayatan Mahanubhava Dhudayo Adiganyatam. Your goodness is perfect vision. You yourself can know the super soul personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Narada Muni, as he is chastising sometimes praising Srila Vyasadeva, like I have been saying last 2 days, that's how the spiritual master is. He's so merciful that for the good of the student, he chastises him. Like Krishna sometimes punishes us for our own good. Like a loving mother sometimes punishes, or the father punishes the child. But here it's no punishment actually, it's just reminding him that although you are unborn, because why is unborn? Because Krishna is unborn and he is all his portions, plenary portions, his incarnations, avataras, are also birthless. Otherwise, there is no meaning to avatar. Here, why Krishna has to take avatara as a student of Narada? Because he wants to teach so many lessons. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that although I'm not supposed to learn anything because I know everything, everything has come from me, but still I also accept as master, spiritual master. I also work to set an example. And here Srila Prabhupada gives us three examples: Lord Ram, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the three had guru. Why do they need the guru? They are the original speakers of Veda. But because they want to teach us, you know, that we should not get puffed up. We get puffed up, we learn a little and we think that now I got everything. I don't need a spiritual master anymore. We start condemning spiritual master because we see him as a person, as a material person. But here, Srila Narada is telling Vyasadeva that you are not an ordinary person, you are not even born, but still you took a birth. Why? Just to spread for the well-being of everybody. Because as Srila Prabhupada explains here, people are detached. People are totally detached from the transcendental knowledge. They are so engrossed with their material activities that they need to be told by somebody. You know, it's like why there is a teacher in the class. Even although there are parents who are teaching, but still we go to the schools, colleges. Because it's very, very important to have a spiritual master. That's the process. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that you should have a spiritual master, you should serve him and inquire from him very submissively. But here, the spiritual master is giving an order now. Narada is giving an order to Vyasadeva. Come on. Now you have to describe these pastimes of Krishna vividly. Adi ganyatam. That means go in details. Don't cut short. Sometimes they say, you know, the class should be only 10 minutes. Sometimes it is very difficult, you know, for some shloka. For example, if Prabhupada has given a 2-page purport, that it shows, that it means, you know, he has taken time to share with us the realizations. All these purports are the realizations. And when we read that, then we get the real meaning. And then we discuss more. So many people speak about that. That's the process. So an acharya cannot be a self-appointed acharya. Even an acharya has to learn, you know. Sometimes that's why we say that this guru shishya parampara is very important. If you come across somebody who is a guru and you ask him, who is your guru, and he says, nobody is my guru, I am my own guru. In the night I had a dream and the God came and he told me, oh, you are a guru, now go. So you should be a little skeptic about him, you know, because where is that link? The link has to go back to the Supreme God. And there is no link. Some self-appointed gurus, they may have some knowledge, but then you will not get the absolute truth. You know. Like for example, you know, you can go to Google these days and search for something and you will get some thousands of pages and you can read and you can say, now I know everything. But still, there will be something missing. Definitely something missing, because that has to come from the guru only, you know. Like these realizations, you know, if I had read the translation which is available, then I can make some conclusion, but I cannot make fully everything. So we see that Vyasadeva is actually not dependent on any spiritual master, because he is Krishna himself. Kala, Kalam, Kalam means plenary portion. Krishna has so many incarnations. Swayam Rupa, Kala Ansha Avatara, Kala Avatara, Yuga Avatara, you know, like that, so many incarnations, so many expansions of Krishna. Kalam, Kalam comes from, you know, like when we see the moon, from zero to full moon, it shows different shapes. So they are called kalas, you know, like, so moon has about 15 kalas, 15 days, 15 shapes you can see of the moon. Not so with the sun. That doesn't mean the moon gets cut like that and sun doesn't get cut like that. It's all, we know what it is. Science has tried to at least establish something based on, but this is all there. The point is, whatever Vyasadeva is speaking, all the knowledge is already there. Some of us fortunately dug it up and found it. Okay, they're matching. That's why in Mayapur we are making this temple, temple of Vedic Planetarium, where devotees are going to establish, re-establish the supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the fifth canto. That's where the whole universe is described. And earlier people used to say, oh, it is all mythology, you know, nothing is, where is Meru Parvat, where is Jambodvip and all, but now so many things which are there in this canto, the scientists are also accepting. Like for instance, the distance between any two planets is divisible by 108 perfectly. You know, like it's not something, some portion, point something, no, it's perfectly divisible. So from where this comes? Why 108? There is some link. And that's why 108 is a very important number for us. Because we know 108 gopis were there. And 108 Upanishads are there. Like that, you know, so especially in India, the number 9 and 108, total coming to 9 is very auspicious. I remember, I mean, in Andhra Pradesh and other places, you know, where there this car license plates are given. If you want 9, then you have to pay a very big amount. Only some ministers are allowed, or you know, some big guys are allowed. So that has some significance. People have seen the results. And otherwise, why somebody will spend 10,000 rupees to get a license plate? You know? Here also, in America also, you want a special license plate, you have to pay. So, if you really want to get rid of the bondage, then again, you know, I say it every day and saying again, take shelter of Bhagavatam. Enjoy the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, his expansions, his devotees. How wonderful they are. You know, they're sitting and discussing, not politics. He's not coming and saying, hey, come on, Vyasa, I will teach you how to defeat Vasishtha or, you know, Atri Muni or somebody like that. No, he's just saying, you do your job. What is your job? To glorify the Lord. That's why you did not get satisfaction. Because you have not done it. Now you do it. And he's praising him. He says, you are perfect. You are Amoha Drukta. Your vision is perfect. And you are the expansion of Krishna, so you know. You already know. But please describe, because this is so relishable, you know. Please describe. That's why you see, even in wherever this Bhagavad Katha is going on, people may not be doing their daily puja, but they go to the Bhagavad Katha. Thousands and thousands go, you know, in every language. And as I was, I mean, some of people I know, they play it every day. You know, in their cars, any or some different languages, of course. Somebody is doing it Telugu and Hindi and you know, like that. But they are there. Why are they doing it? Because it's so relishable. you so much. I would like to stop here. If anybody has any question, doubt. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.